The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, March 5th, 1978 at 16 hours 35 and 19 hours 35 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello there, friends. This is Sue Moran, welcoming you back to Music Time in Africa. I'm glad you're joining me today for our weekly music show featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. For today, I've selected one of the albums of the UNESCO collection of African music. The recording features the traditional songs and dances of the Bariba and Somba people of the country of Benin in West Africa. I think you'll like the music, so stay with me now for Music Time in Africa. The northern part of Benin can actually be described as a cultural melting pot, resulting perhaps from being used as part of the caravan route from the central Sudan to regions known as the Nigerian Sudan. Benin's northern savanna region was also the path of the great invasion of the Fulani that crossed the ancient kingdom state of Borgu. Two of the important peoples inhabiting this region are the Bariba and the Somba. The Bariba number about 200,000 and live in rigid, traditional society, retaining ancient ceremonial musical practices in which professional musicians play a leading role. The Somba, who now number about 100,000, are a population of peasants whose music is a part of everyday life. Their repertoire of songs is limited, but enough themes to suit all usual occasions. Among the Somba, there are no professional musicians. Everyone takes part in the music and dancing. I'm going to begin with music of the Bariba. This is a praise song considered the hymn of the Sasako, a group of professional musicians attached to hunting groups. It is typical of the vocal music of the Sudanese Sahel.
Da 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 da
One of the important musical instruments of the Bariba is the bohuguru, a metal whistle in the shape of an elongated ocarina. It can produce more than 6 different sounds, even though it has only 3 finger holes, and is usually used to play a series of melodic patterns corresponding to the coded calls used in hunting, each of which has a precise meaning. Here, the person organizing the hunt informs his companions that it is time to start. As I mentioned earlier, the Bariba in northern Benin still retain to this day many ancient musical practices, among which is the use of the long metal trumpets of royalty. The trumpets are called kakaki, similar to the famous horns of the Hausa in Nigeria, which are also called kakaki. In this recording, an orchestra of 4 trumpets and 4 drums perform praise music for an ancient noble chief, Orusuru. By using the tonal system of the Bariba language, the kakaki trumpets are able to reproduce the relevant pitches of the spoken language. The leading trumpet plays each praise pattern, which is taken up by the other 3 trumpets. The intercultural character of the Bariba song in this next recording, played by a group of professional musicians, is evident because the subject of the song was obviously borrowed from the Fulani. The lead vocalist sings, "Yokpai, woman of twofold beauty, adorned with Fulani fetishes. I'm going to the Fulani Yakoba to ask for some milk. I'm squatting down in front of you, Yokpai. I'm going to the Fulani camp. Yokpai, you're a Fulani among the Fulani." You've been listening to music of the Bariba people living in the northern savanna region of Benin. The next recording will be the music of the Somba, who also live in the same region. This first selection is by two women, each of whom holds a pestle and are grinding karité nuts in the same mortar. While doing this, they sing a brief domestic dialogue in the style of a rhythmic song. "For whom are you making the karité nut butter?" "It is for my beloved that I am grinding the nuts." "And what does your beloved give you?" "At night he comes to shut my door." "And what does your beloved give you?" "He gives me yams."
Bajarinho,
Bajarinho,
Ariel Longway,
Ariel Longway.
That was a work song for grinding nuts to make butter. This next tune is by two young Samba girls pounding millet on two grindstones. One of the girls cleans the grain and then hands it to the other, who turns it into flour. While doing this, they sing a tune that belongs to the repertoire of verbal contests, competitions that are held annually between Samba villages, in which irony, mockery, and sarcasm are the main elements. This particular song is about a badly organized funeral in an opposing village. During the months of December and January, the grain harvest season in the northern region of Benin, one frequently hears the melodic notes of flutes in the evening, when Samba men and women, after the hard day's work in the fields, relax by performing the musoti, a special harvest dance. In this recording, two flutes are accompanied by castanets, made of an upturned pear-shaped bell, placed round the second finger and struck against a ring worn on the thumb. Thank you. This next song, called Dinaba, is a narration in which the soloist tells the history of the Somba people, combining myth with historical events. He starts with the history of Okpau, the ancestor founder who brought the Somba to the region they now occupy. The narration also describes the calamities that befell the Somba people. You've been listening to music of the Bariba and Somba peoples living in the northern savanna region of the country of Benin in West Africa. I hope you enjoyed the program and that you plan to tune in again next week at the same time. But before I go, I must say a special hello and thank you for your kind letters to Okoko G. Abikpa, Abibekwe Ikot Abasi in Cross River State, Nigeria, and to D.K. Mensah of Nsawam, Ghana. Leo and I truly enjoyed hearing from you. This is Sue Moran wishing you all a very nice week. This has been Music Time in Africa. Stay tuned now for the news on Africana.